Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show. You're listening to episode number 74, and we are at Prescott High School in Prescott, Arizona, our home base. And I got here for the tail end of a Quad City Roadrunners game. That's club football here in the Prescott area. It's Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino, this whole area up here in Yavapai County. And I got contacted by one of the owners of the Roadrunners, Brandon Thorne, and he is also a player owner, and a good buddy of mine I haven't seen in a while, Robert Jones, Coach Jonesy. He is also an owner and the head coach of the club. These guys are, for the most part, local guys who have played football at various levels over the years, and they're ranging from just out of high school to a little more than just out of high school. And I want to sit down and talk to Brandon and Coach Jones and learn a little bit about the club and the players that that are playing for them, and how they go about forming this team and why, what they're getting out of it, what they're giving back to the community. And the fun they're having out on the gridiron. They do travel around. I believe next week they're in Tucson, and then they'll be down into the Phoenix Valley, Glendale area, and then back up here at Prescott High School, I believe the 2nd and 9th of April. They got two consecutive games first week or so of April. So we'll have a link to their schedule on the website at milehighshow.com. Don't forget, This week we're brought to you by Amazon. Click on the Amazon link at milehighshow.com. Do all your online shopping, and Amazon gives us a little kickback to show their appreciation for us sending you their way. So Amazon link at milehighshow.com, and support the show.
Final score is 35-12, Phoenix Outlaws. I please remind you to pick up your area around you, clean up any trash. Please pick up your area around you. Any trash you see, pick it up.
And that's the voice of the Quad City Roadrunners. Hey, Levi, sit down for a second. You got a minute? Grab that. That's Levi Harvey. He is the voice of the Quad City Roadrunners. Tell me a little bit about this club.
I don't know.
Get in there nice and close.
I kind of hung out with him over the summer, and it was pretty fun. I don't know.
You have fun calling these games?
Yeah, I have a lot of fun calling games.
Do you go on the road with them too?
I don't.
No, just these home games?
Yeah.
All right, what's their record so far, do you know?
1-3 now.
1-3?
After the loss today.
So you know these guys, huh? There's a lot of Chino folks in there and a lot of local guys playing.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about the club? And don't pretend nobody's listening. They're never going to hear this, so you don't have to worry about hurting their feelings.
Let's just say there's a lot of hot-headed guys on the team.
Hot-headed, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's Jonesy? You said you've known Jonesy for a while.
Yeah.
I've worked with Jonesy for a while. I did a road trip with him when he was on the Adrenaline, that arena football team.
Yeah.
I went to Washington with those knuckleheads, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Is he getting pretty tame in his old age?
Yeah.
He is. So you're calling him old? So I can quote you on that. Levi Harvey says, "Cause Jones is getting old."
Come on.
So you play ball as well?
Yeah, I play football for Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How's that squad shaping up? You've been there for all 3 years?
No, I went to Chino for my freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah.
But I didn't play football because I got concussions.
So. Oh, man. That ain't good. You feel better now?
Yeah.
So how are they treating you guys for high school ball? I know that's a big concern, the head injuries, and the schools are really taking a lot of precautions.
Mm-hmm.
You say you guys have been playing since like peewee football and stuff, right?
Yeah.
How have you seen the way the coaches and the parents change things in recent years up to and including your high school time? Are they watching you guys a little more conditioning and stuff?
Well, definitely. And I think it's the rules are making it a lot safer as well.
Yeah.
Like rule changes and stuff. But
I know the concentration on getting good equipment, good helmets, neck pads and stuff like that has changed a lot.
Good equipment.
Yeah. How much of avoiding injuries do you think it is just by learning the fundamentals as a younger guy? Does that play a big part?
Say that again.
Does it help out by teaching the little guys now the fundamentals of how to play?
Oh, definitely.
To avoid injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me your best Quad City Roadrunners intro. Like when you first flick on the mic, as the fans are coming in, give me your best Roadrunners intro right now. Pretend you're at the Rose Bowl. Everybody's listening. You got millions of listeners listening to the voice of the Roadrunners. How do you welcome the fans into the stadium? Come on, give me your best. Good morning, Quad Cities. This is your Roadrunner football. Come on, give me something good. Make something up. Come on, you got to think on the fly.
Good evening. Welcome to the Roadrunners game. I don't know.
That's good enough. Thanks, guys.
Oh,
what's going on,
like
Brandon?
That?
That's like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
That's good for him.
You should have seen John Hampton.
Get up close, man.
You should have seen John Hampton when he came up here. He's like, oh,
Hey, watch your mouth, man. It's a family show. What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm not going to wear these while we go. I just want to make sure we got good levels, but you got to really eat that mic. Get in there nice and close.
Okay.
All right, so tell me about the club. First off, tell me what you've been doing, what you've been up to.
Well, you know, I retired a couple years ago after playing with Adrenaline, playing arena football. And I stuck with my youth a couple years and won a couple championships with them. And I had the opportunity to become an owner, head coach of a semi-pro team in the Quad City area.
Tell me how you went about that. Get just the ground floor of how you started up the Roadrunners.
Because
the Roadrunners were also the name of your youth club a couple years ago, right?
we won the state championship in 2014, and I did a couple years with that, and you know, I coached at the college level, I mean the high school level for several years.
You were doing football and track, right?
Yeah, I was doing football and track at Chino Valley. But just the opportunity to stay away, to be around, and most of the guys on my team now, I think I got like four generations that I coached from.
All right,
since they were seven.
I was looking
25.
At this roster. I was looking at some of these knuckleheads. You got Joe Leyva.
Yes. Yes.
Of course, your co-owner over there, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
And who you got? Tyler David.
Cole
in the pocket.
Yep.
You got a bunch of familiar names on there.
Definitely. And I'm just trying to keep them active, man. I mean, I had the urge to play. I really did. unfortunately, the team we played against, I was really tempted to go that way. But I had a lot of guys in this area that still had the dream to want to come out and play. So I wanted to come and fill those shoes. And since I did have a little bit of clout and recognition from the league I played in, I was like, sure, why not? Let me go out and do what I can do, you know. And then I'm at that stage and I see myself on the field, I'm like, hey, I'm over here coaching. So I might as well go full throttle with the coaching thing. And, and it's enjoyable. I like it.
So walk me through the steps. How do you start something like this? Are you part of a commission, part of a league?
I'm part of a league.
Tell me the background of what
I'm part
what
of
these
the,
teams are part of.
The part of the GFL. It used to be about 7 years ago, it used to be Copper State. And Copper State was one of the best known leagues ever to fulfill minor league football. But now we have the GFL, and they're filling up to that thing. It's basically the same kind of staff that ran Copper State. But
Now, Copper State had a team up here, didn't they, in Prescott Valley?
Yes.
Who was that?
And they
you remember?
Won back in 2012.
Staying there nice and snug, man.
2012 to the, I think it was Tri-City Titans, you know.
Tri-City Titans,
and I was part of that team. Matter of fact, I was the only guy on that team from this area. Yeah. On that Tri-City team, besides Jim Shipp, the owner, you know.
That's right. Now, what, so the, you said GFL?
GFL, Gridiron Football League, you know.
And what's, give me the basis. How do you go about it? Did they contact you? Did you reach out to them?
They contact me. It was another team in this area with a football team, but we decided to go another way, and I wanted to be part of a good program. And right now, believe it or not, we're like ranked number 22 all the way from New Orleans all the way up to Seattle, Washington.
So that's it. You got, yeah, it's where do you guys travel around?
We travel all the way. Our furthest game is Yuma, Tucson, and then mostly your Phoenix area.
Phoenix down in the valley, and then up here, Prescott High being your home field.
Yep. Prescott Valley's, I mean, Prescott High is our home field. Yep.
Nice. So, what do you? How are you guys funded? How do you guys take care of this?
We are a nonprofit. We have a lot of great sponsors. Granite Basin Roofing. We have
plug away. Who else? You got?
Alvarez Tires. We have Drill Tech. You know, we have wholesale tires,
and you got everybody, I think, listed on your website.
Right, it'll be all on our webpage. You also can check us out on Facebook at Quad City Road Runners. You know,
gotcha. And I'll link those. So, what range you got? You got a couple of guys that I recognize from very recently out of the high school.
Yes, I got a couple guys.
And then you got a couple of guys who aren't that close to high school. I think one of them is standing right behind you.
Yeah,
like, hey, Brandon.
I got a couple guys. believe it or not, like it's always. It's
the
hard.
Age range.
The age range we got from 19 all the way up to 41. You know, so,
man. Now I was talking to what's his name, the voice of the Quad City Roadrunners, Levi Harvey.
Yes,
I was talking to him.
Yes,
he called you an old man.
I am. No. I'm about that age. I'm about 35, and it feels like
I did,
it, you
but
know?
He didn't argue me. I know from watching you on the sidelines with Chino and with the youth football that I was part of helping you guys out with, and then of course on the track front at Chino High,
right.
Watching you work with kids, trying to teach them the fundamentals, trying to get them jazzed up, get them fired up about competition and about having fun out there. Is that the motivation to keeping this team going and starting it? Because I'm just guessing, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys aren't getting rich playing this game.
No, we're not getting rich.
So why are you doing it?
But like I said, before I played my arena football, I think I dedicated myself 8 years to this level.
Yeah.
And I got that call from this league.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't possible. So
what are you getting at? Is it just watching these guys
right
still
now,
being able to play?
I mean,
play?
It is about that, but it's a little bit more. Like, I mean, I got a couple of youth. I got a couple colleges up in Kansas. I got Scottsdale Community College. My plan is to get a couple guys that want to play ball and try and get to that next level.
Let them advance to something else. Get some more visibility.
Definitely. You know, so that's what I'm in for.
Now, let's talk a little bit about arena football.
Right.
I work pretty close with two incarnations of the Adrenaline,
mm-hmm.
and there were to. I think the easiest way to describe the Adrenaline in any way, and the other teams that I worked with, running media for the Adrenaline, was it was a league completely jam packed with characters.
There were some.
Who were some of the folks that you played with? What are some of the names that stick out?
I mean, well, it was a lot of characters, man. I mean, I want to tip my hat to that first year with the Arizona Adrenaline, though, because that opened up doors for me. I think I finished that season averaging 7.5 yards a carry with 14 touchdowns.
Fire there. Now there was some pushback with, because there was some of the front office and some of the coaching staff who knew you and knew what you can do, but you had to go out and prove yourself because you were by far not the biggest guy on that field.
No,
you were one of the smaller guys out there.
Right.
And I know at least in some of the talks I had, a couple of the coaches knew what you can do and were really pushing for you.
Right.
But there were some others that were like, well, look, he's kind of small. And then you went out there and just tore it up and opened some eyes, man.
And I mean, it was just about having the opportunity. My background of just taking criticism and just being the best that I can be. Because, I've been in this area for 13, 14
and
years.
And you've been from where? You Cleveland?
Know, and I'm originally from Akron, Ohio.
Akron.
City of LeBron James.
King James and Prince Robbie.
Right. And when the Adrenaline was here, the community and the fans, they really treated me like LeBron James of the city. So just to have that opportunity to play ball and see my community And it really or not, it feeds into me because I am a young coach. I'm only 35 years old. Yeah. Some coaches is like,
you packed some living in those 35 years.
I some living in there, but. And I think that's what it feeds down from the guys that I have around me because they see me play at that level. So they got the respect for me to come out and perform at AAA level, you know?
All right. So tell me a little bit about I want to drop back a little bit. I want to talk some more about the adrenaline.
Okay.
Tell me some of the guys that you played with there. Bishop, I know. You and Bishop
Andre
are pretty
Bishop,
tight.
He is a good guy. He's my outside linebacker. He's a good friend of me. Man, he was our prince.
Even have to name some names, but tell me about without giving their names, tell me about some of the knuckleheads.
I've seen a lot, man. It was a lot of knuckleheads, but I utmost respect to that first year of the year of drilling because technically everything else was a blur to me except that first season because we did almost win the Western Conference Championship. So, I mean, I had a good bunch of guys, Tad DeGringer, I had Quincy Jackson, I had Moby Bryant. So I had a lot of guys teach me the game.
Yeah.
And that's all I remember.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun to be around and to be associated with the you and your teammates. Now, that second incarnation was really a shoestring. Drew?
Drew. It wasn't.
What was Drew's last name?
Drew Moore.
Who was a buddy of mine. And
right,
we had,
right.
But it was a matter of he really, really wanted to field a team.
Right.
And unfortunately, in our area at that time, and specifically Prescott Valley, it was in the grips of one of the worst economic downturns in the area. So sponsorship was hurting. But he wanted to go. He wanted to field the team so bad. He had football in his blood. You were part of that group.
I was.
Matt Mason. A couple other guys, and we went. We did a trip on the inaugural. It was the inaugural game.
In Washington.
We took that road trip.
Yes.
That was one long
bus
ride.
That was a long bus ride. I think I had to buy one of the coaches a burger.
Yeah. It was a long ordeal, but it's one that I will never forget. Well, I had a blast.
It was a great game. Unfortunately, I think that's the game I got hurt, and I was out 8 weeks took that.
That's right.
So it was a damper. It was a good trip to Washington, but I did end up tearing my Achilles and ruptured ankle.
I remember on the way up, we left out of Prescott Valley on the bus, headed up to the 40, up through Vegas.
Oh, we caught a flat tire.
We went up through Vegas and then through Utah. We hit Utah right when the sun was coming up.
Right.
And we stopped to get some coffee and stretch our legs and stuff, and a couple of players disappeared off the back. I had to go roust them up.
Right?
And I tell you what, a couple of those 80-year-old white dudes that were hanging out in the coffee shop didn't know what to make of these 400-pound, 6'6" guys cruising through the back of the coffee shop.
Yes, and I definitely remember that.
No, what we did on the way back, we broke down.
Oh.
And it was like a water pump or
water
something.
Pump,
we were
radiator.
Stuck. We were stuck on the side of the road for like four hours.
Yep.
But that was a fun trip.
It was a fun trip, man. It was a lot of memories.
Yeah.
It was a lot of memories. Too bad it didn't stick around, you know. But
it was a lot of fun.
You never know, man. What are we doing with our Quad City Roadrunners? Somebody might be invested and come out and see.
Let's talk about the structure of the team. You're all self-funded.
Self-funded.
You're looking for local sponsors.
Local sponsors.
Businesses. Individuals that can help out.
Yes, anything.
Let me pull it up here. Where is it? I want to make sure I get it. Do you know the website off the top of your head?
Quad City Roadrunners, and our league is CAGFL.com.
Okay, so we'll have a link there. There's contact info for you.
Yes, definitely.
And for club management to figure out ways to support you guys and pay for those trips down to the valley.
Right.
To Tucson, uniforms and all that.
Stuff like that.
When do you guys start up? Now, we're in week four? Is this week four?
We're in week four right now. We usually start up about January, about February.
That's like your camp, your tryouts?
Yeah, that's like our camp and stuff like that.
So what are you looking for? What are you looking for in players? So now that I know you've done some media, you've been on Magic 99 with Chris Hussey,
yes,
a good buddy of mine.
Yes.
We want to get some word out here because you've got two home games. You go on the road next week.
We're on the road in Tucson next week.
And then I believe April 2nd and 9th, two consecutive home games here.
Yes, yes.
Folks out in the community who want to come see some of the familiar faces that they know from high school ball.
From high school, from arena ball.
Or just to
ball.
See some great competition.
I have a couple guys that played arena football. Like, you know, I got Roosevelt Ross. He came out. Actually, he was on the Jacksonville Jaguars practice squad, you know. So he's out here. I also have, like, Big Lee. And then I got some up and
Lee Brown?
Yeah, Lee Brown. He didn't play today.
I was going to say, I didn't see him out
there. No, he didn't play today, but he's on the couch. Yeah, he's on the couch milking it. But I got some up-and-coming talent. I got one of my good wideouts, Leon Basterville. I mean, I think he had four receptions, one touchdown for like 75 yards. And I got a lot of good ball players,
yeah.
You know. I don't want to single out nobody, but but the guys that have been coming to work and doing the job and dedicated, because these guys, right. they have jobs.
Okay,
you know?
And what
they go to work 9 to 5.
So you got they all work and you work.
I work.
So you're working full time,
right.
For the most part.
Yep.
Most of your guys are taking care of families at the same time.
Definitely.
A lot of these guys. So when you look at the players that you have out here, they're, like you said, they're not out here to make a paycheck. They're out here for the love of the game.
For the love of the game.
Yeah.
Some of them still have dreams, you
gotcha.
Know, keeping the dream alive. Some of them, they're like, hey, they told their wife, hey, I look good in football pants 30 years ago. And they're coming back with their football pants on, you know?
All so, right.
No, it's a good league, man. I mean, for throughout the state of Arizona, AAA, I mean, they have a minor league football. I think I will be getting inducted into the Minor League Hall of Fame this year.
Nice.
So that's a big prospect for me. That's a good movement for me. So but I'm at the point that I'm fine. I have my fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this Quad City Roadrunners.
Nice, nice.
Up and going and
so if you're interested in either helping out for the players who are just on the gridiron, they're on the field because they still love that competition and want to feel the adrenaline and feel the joy of the hit,
right.
Or helping out somebody who might be able to advance up to another level.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Get a hold of these guys.
Canada.
Figure out how to support them financially. Kick them down a few bucks.
Because I mean, like I said, what opened the door for me was out of this league. I mean, it's so many different arena teams out there. I mean, guys is cutting paychecks, but our league provides huddles, so we also have film. Like right now,
gotcha.
When I go home, I can go home and watch film on anybody in the league, or I can call a coach up in Missouri and be like, hey, I got game film. I want you to watch
this guy.
You
need to look
at this
guy.
Look at this guy. You know, so that's a good thing for what the state of Arizona and the GFL does for the league.
So the best thing is come out here, watch these guys play.
Right. Right.
April 2nd, April 9th.
April 9th, April 2nd.
And,
I think we got three more home games. We'll
nice.
Be here. So, yeah, bring out the barbecue. Bring out
now,
the kids.
I want to know why. I'm a little disappointed. You didn't have cheerleaders out there today. What's
I know.
Going on?
I'm working on that.
Okay.
I'm working on that. We're going to get them to
get
sign
the
waiver.
Ball,
get them to sign the waiver, and we'll hopefully get that out there next week.
Well, let's talk to this knucklehead behind you. Thanks, Coach.
I got a couple.
Appreciate
I want to
yeah.
bring up my receiver, Leon Basterville. This is his second or third year in the season. Last year, he took second in receiving yards. I think he's in the same mix this year. And thank you guys for the shout out. Thanks to all my sponsors, Granite Mountain Roofing, Alvarez Tires. Thank
all right,
you guys.
Well, and we'll have a link to everybody that's up there too. All right, hey, good seeing you, man. And I'll be out here for sure for your at least one of your next home games. We'll
okay.
get some shots.
Thank you.
All right, you got to get up in there nice and close and eat that thing. All right, introduce yourself.
My name is Leon Basterville.
When did you graduate high school? How long have you been out of Chino?
It's been about 3-4 years. I graduated.
Has it been that long already, man?
2011.
Well, you look good out there, man.
Thank you
still
thank
look
you.
Like you got that spark going.
Yes, sir.
So why are you playing? Why are you out here? Are you looking to just flex those football muscles still, or are you looking to maybe hook on with somebody and play out of the area at a little higher level?
I am looking to play on the next level just to – Just to keep my options open.
Yeah. You know? You still having fun doing it?
Still having fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you physically? You up there still?
100%.
Now, it looks like you put on a little bit of muscle since I saw you playing at the Cougar Stadium.
Yes. I put on like 60 pounds since
my season. Man. But you're still pretty quick out there, it looks like.
Yeah.
So what's this is your second season playing with these guys?
Second season, yes, sir.
How did it feel coming back when you – were you playing between high school and last year when you started with these guys? Had you played some club ball elsewhere or just working?
No, I was just working. Last year in 2015 was my first year playing.
Yeah. So you had had a few years off without playing at all.
Right.
How did it feel coming back and getting hit for that first time?
It felt good, actually.
Felt good?
Yeah. Felt good. You know, it's fun to me.
Yeah.
I like playing. I've been playing since I was 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And I've been trying
to grew up on the football field, man.
Yes, sir.
And you played with some of these names up there. Who are some of these guys? Did you play with Tyler for a long time?
Yeah, I played with Tyler. Me and Tyler David played in high school together.
Who played high school football and baseball. He was a dynamite baseball player too. Who are some of the other names that you've been playing with?
I played with Joe Leyva. I played with Eddie, my older brother, Baskerville.
Yeah.
I played with
Now you were with Cole as well when
Cole
he was
Wisenhunt.
Playing when he was quarterback for Chino.
Yes, sir. Cole
so
Wisenhunt.
There's quite a few. How's that feel playing out here with these guys?
It feels good. We got the same chemistry that we had when we was in high school, so we all know how each other plays.
So. All right. So what was the final today? Was it wasn't so good for you guys? 35-12, I think, against Phoenix Outlaws. How would you summarize the Outlaws? They had some pretty big dudes up there, man.
Oh, well, they're the defending champs for 2 years. So.
Oh, all right, good.
So, I mean, I think we came to play. We should have played a little better, but we got them again in 2 weeks. So,
gotcha.
We should be able to beat them next time.
You're going to be down there for that?
Yes, sir.
How does it? Because you guys, it's a little nicer up here. You don't have too extreme a weather like you would say in Flagstaff or anything like that. As far as the cold, it was a beautiful day today,
right.
Sunny. But do you feel a difference when you play down in the valley because of the elevation? Because we're a mile up here,
right.
Air's thinner. It's a lot harder to breathe.
Right.
Does that help you out when you're down there in the valley, or do you feel more sluggish down there?
Because
I know a lot of like NFL, a lot of like when they're getting ready to go play in Denver, they try and get up there early,
right?
So they can acclimate themselves to the temperature. Do you see these guys maybe losing a step when they got to come up and play here?
Oh yeah, of course they.
So you got to try and capitalize on that a little bit.
Yeah, they actually say something about it as well. So, it is the altitude difference from Phoenix and Prescott.
So that would probably give guys like you who. Extremely fast,
right.
A chance to maybe get the little upper hand, the upper foot, I guess,
right.
in trying to get some speed on there. Now, was that you? You got a touchdown today?
Yeah.
I saw you still have that same strut as you're getting towards the end zone.
Yeah.
You've been working on. Did you work on that on your victory moves even when you weren't playing, or does that just
actually,
all come naturally?
No, actually, I go home and practice it.
I practice it in front of the mirror.
I practice my celebration dance when I score. Just to see what I look like, you know.
Well, it looks polished. It looks good, man.
Nice, nice.
Well, hey, good talking with you, man.
Thank
good
you,
seeing you again.
I appreciate it.
And we look forward to watching you guys play. I'll try and get some shots, some photographs up here next go around.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
man. Good seeing you.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Well, that's it. That was a lot of fun watching these guys. I have photographed some of these kids since they were in peewee football way back when. I've been in this area for 12 years, so... I got a chance to see some of these guys when they were youngsters, and a couple of these guys through high school and junior high and high school, and a couple of them now have their own kids watching them on the sidelines. So take a minute, take some time, jump on the schedule. I'll have a link there for these guys on the website. Click on it, check out their schedule. Check out their schedule on their website at, I got to look at it here, I got the sun right in my eyes. QuadCityRoadRunners.wix.com. And, you know what? I can't even see it. I'm a blind photographer, so I'll have the link up there on our website at MileHighShow.com. Check these guys out. Come on out. Cheer for some guys you may have seen growing up playing give their kids a thrill when they watch their parents getting cheered on, and you get to listen to Levi Harvey, the voice from the booth as he announces over the PA system. So Prescott High School, April 2nd and 9th, we'll have times and all that good stuff on the website. So come on, check these guys out. They're a lot of fun, and it's nice to see not just the up-and-comers looking to advance on, but some of these guys who might be strapping on the pads and the helmets for the last time, the one last hurrah out on the football field. So hey, go Roadrunners. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, do, Lord, Lord, do it good. All right. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. Everybody on the floor now, jumping like a kangaroo. So let the horn do the thing they do, y'all. Spread yourself, spread yourself, spread yourself, spread yourself, spread yourself.